Now will you notice, that brings us to the crowning experience. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. This is the ray of hope. They now pledge an allegiance to God. This is their repentance. They'll obey him now. They want to be back in the will of God. This is a confession that they make. Listen to them here. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, notice now what they're saying here. Here is a cry for justice. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. You see, the Edomites got in the cheering section and cheered the Babylonians and encouraged them to destroy Jerusalem. And now they are praying, O God, remember it. And then, O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall it be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall it be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. Now, this is the law of retribution. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And the Lord Jesus said, for all they that take the sword will perish with it. Now, you must understand here the mind of the Israelite. He went back to Jerusalem. He saw that brutal Babylonian soldier come in and take his baby. And he took that little tender thing and dashed its head against a stone, ripped up the stomachs of the women. And my, how horrible it was. And that's a matter of record. And Cyrus did the same thing when he took Babylon. Whether you believe it or like it or not, friends, what you sow, you're going to reap. And that's all that the psalmist is asking take place here. Now, the fact of the matter is that somebody's going to say, and we hear that today, oh, people are more civilized today, you know. We're not like the God of the Old Testament. We today are very wonderful people, and we're civilized. We don't believe in capital punishment, and we believe in being nice, sweet people. Do we, my friend? Did you know that we're the folk who dropped an atom bomb that blotted out two cities? Did you know that we carried on a campaign of destroying an enemy? And don't misunderstand me, I think it was essential. But we're not as civilized as we think we are, and that bombing campaign paid no attention to women and children. So before you read this psalm and find fault with the God of the Bible, my friend, search your own heart. Did you approve of the bombing there? And there are a great many folk today that would begin this type of thing today. They'd drop an atom bomb at just the wink of an eye. It would not take much to cause that. May I say that this is a great psalm? This will make you sit up and take notice. This will make you search your own heart. This is a psalm, my friend, that reveals that you and I live in a big, bad world. And men are not nearly as civilized as they think they are. That men are evil in their hearts. And the Lord Jesus told us what comes out of their heart. And it wasn't a good thing in the lot. And Jeremiah says the heart's desperately wicked. Who can know it? And only God has a remedy for this kind of heart trouble today. This is a great psalm, and we've spent a lot of time with it.